Welcome inside SeavillePodcast.com. Mike Buseglia alongside Deepak Singh. It's Chasing America of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs. And we're back at it again. I know we've taken a couple of weeks off. Hope everybody has enjoyed the first couple of chapters. Not reading it, but listening to some teases about the book here on SeavillePodcast.com. It's now time to get into what we've been talking about in the previous podcasts about getting your hair cut. We've all had crazy experiences about getting our hair cut, times when we looked in the mirror and said, oh my goodness gracious, I have to pay this person. We've all been there before. But I don't think anybody listening had quite the experience that you had, Deepak, and it's great to have you back in the studios. As we'll actually have a little skit for everybody about your experience, so you can get more of a little play-like going on in your podcast of the chapter. But good to have you here, and I guess set the scene for everybody first, because people listening most likely are thinking of what it's like getting an American haircut, or being in America getting a haircut, I should say. But set the scene, what it was like for you in India getting haircuts growing up your whole life.
Thank you for having me. For all my life that I lived in India, my father took me to this one particular barber that he went to. And they were like two old people, like brothers, and they cut my hair ever since I could remember. Like since I was 6 years old, and they're old and they had lots of pictures on the walls and had a little radio that kept playing. And there was a fan above the two chairs that they had, and the fan made more noise and then it blew the air, the wind. And so it was always men that cut my hair. I've never had a woman cut my hair. So that was... And also the price, I never paid ever like more than 10 rupees, which is about a quarter of a dollar here. And coming to Charlottesville, you know, first time a woman cutting my hair, and I paid almost $20. It was quite a shock to me.
So I guess then what was the reason for getting a haircut here in America? Now you've gone about 3 months, hair's getting a little shaggy, I'm sure. You got that fuzz in the back of your neck that's starting to grow, and it can get a little gross. That happens to me all the time. I hate when that happens. I actually need a haircut now that we think about it right now. But there was a special reason why you wanted to get a haircut and you really had no choice.
Yeah, I mean, I waited as long as I could because I knew it was going to be expensive. So after 3 months, my wife said, okay, we are going to visit our family and you need to get your haircut because you need to look respectable. So I didn't know where to go to get a haircut, and I said, like, do you know where to go? She said, she only goes to ladies, salon things. So she took me to one of the places in Charlottesville, and do you want me to tell you more? Or?
Well, I guess the rest is history. You get into the establishment. We won't say the place for people listening here in Charlottesville.
Right.
We won't do that, but I guess let's walk in, and here's our skit. We'll set the scene, Deepak, as you're going for your first haircut here in America.
Right.
Deepak walks into the haircut establishment, puts his name down, sits, and then waits until finally he hears this.
Deepak?
Is it me?
All right, follow me, honey.
Okay.
I'm talking to you, honey. It's your turn.
I wasn't sure.
So Deepak is with the fine lady that will help him out to get the haircut. As they walk to the chair, he sits down, and she talks to him.
So what are we doing today?
What do you mean? I just need a haircut.
I know, honey, but what would you like to be done with your hair? Do you want to look like one of those guys?
No, actually, I just want my hair to look respectable.
Sure, honey. I will just use a number 2 razor.
All right, well, let's bring it back to now, Deepak. So you're sitting in the chair. This is definitely a new experience because it's a woman cutting your hair, putting her hands through your hair for the first time. You've got your wife back at home. Did it feel uncomfortable to have another woman doing this to you at this time?
It was very uncomfortable. I mean, she's being nice, but I was getting uncomfortable because nobody touched my hair before, like especially a woman, and she was like running her polished fingernails on my shoulder and calling me honey 15 times, which is like more than my wife does.
All right, well, let's talk about the haircut itself. Know you felt a little uncomfortable being called honey and having some strange woman touching your hair and all this, but what did you think of the actual haircut?
Yeah, she spent more time asking me what she wanted to do with my hair than she actually, like, used to cut my hair, because she just ran a razor or something, and she stripped my hair like left, right, and center. And within like a few minutes, like all my hair was in my lap, and I had like this almost bald-looking head. I mean, I didn't know what to say because in India, I mean, I always still like spend at least an hour like at a hair cuttery place, and they go through like very minute details around my ears, and they cut them. They spend a lot of time cutting hair. So this lady spent like 5 minutes, and I was done. I couldn't ask her to do anything else because I didn't know what more she was going to do.
It was all on the ground.
Yeah, all on the ground. So I said, okay.
So bottom line, not a good haircut.
I wasn't impressed, no.
All right, well, let's get the second part of the skit when the hairdresser asks how it was. Here you go.
What do you think, honey?
It's good.
All righty, I was hoping you would say that. Let me clean you up and we will be all set. Would you like me to shampoo your hair, honey?
No, thanks.
Okay. See you soon, honey.
So there is the skit on SeavillePodcast.com, The Haircut. Deepak, quite the first experience at that hair place. Mm-hmm. Did you go back?
I did not. Instead, I found another place. It's an older gentleman who's a guy, of course, and who cuts my hair. And I talk with him, and he jokes, and I feel very comfortable when he cuts my hair. And he can actually do things that I want him to do, and it's perfect now.
Yeah, he doesn't put his hands through your hair. And,
no, he does not.
And put his fingernails on your back.
No.
So it feels more comfortable. Well, that's good. But I'm glad that you found a place that you can go to, and now you get a haircut that you like. I have to say right now, your hair looks very good. If you're still going to the same establishment, they are doing a fine job for you over there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
You can hear more stories like this in the book, Chasing America of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs by Deepak Singh. Deepak, was a lot of fun getting to know you over the last month or two. I'm looking forward to the official release of the book. It's been a lot of fun, and I think people will really get a kick out of all the chapters that are in the book, not just the one we went through today in our little mini skit called The Haircut.
Thank you very much.